The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Duran, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU basketball is brought to you in part by our good friends at Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. Well, BYU came back from down 12 on the road to win in Lawrence on Tuesday. Except to come back from down a few points more here at home on Saturday. BYU down 46-29 at halftime. Cougs on the comeback trail here at the Marriott Center as we have 20 minutes to play. And the Cougs looking for a reversal of fortune in half number two. Maybe TCU cools down from the three-point line, doesn't get out in transition quite as frequently. And BYU's three-point number regresses to the positive mean as BYU shot 7.7% on 1-for-13 in half number one.
They will get the ball first here, so an important first possession. They just need to change the narrative here, get this crowd excited, start making a run, and that maybe that will put a little pressure on TCU when they feel it slipping away. That can tighten the team up, and they need to be tightened up because they were very loose in the first half.
Taking a look around the Big 12 scoreboard tonight, and what a wild game Houston and Oklahoma are playing in Norman. You think defensive slugfest, and it's 80-74. UH with a lead over the Sooners and Norman tonight. That game happening concurrently with this one. Cincinnati held on to defeat K-State tonight, as you heard during the scoreboard, 74-72. So big win for the Bearcats. Drops Kansas State closer to that battle for avoidance of that first round game in Kansas City. And if BYU doesn't win tonight, they won't be out of the woods quite mathematically yet. For that. All right, here we go. BYU in forecourt, beginning half number two. BYU left to right as we see it and you hear it. The BYU forecourt right in front of us here on the right side of the floor. Dallin Hall controls on the arc right side. Top side, Trevin Nell for three. Yep. That's how the Cougars start the second half. They made 1-3 all of half number one. They make a three to start half number two, and Trevin Nell is encouraging the crowd to get loud. 46-32, BYU down 14. The comeback begins.
Maybe it's just that side of the floor.
All the threes are dropping on this side.
Oh, they're going to get Ali Khalifa, but it was a complete acting job as a cutter was coming through and barely took any contact and went flying.
Acted like he was hit by a truck.
Yeah, I was watching that whole cut. Ridiculous to bail a guy out like that. But Khalifa with his second.
So a foul comes 41 seconds in. BYU down 14. A couple more hits of shots and a couple stops in this whole game and viable change here at the Marriott Center. The runner by Miller missed, and the rebound, Dallin Hall. BYU's out in transition now. Dallin down the barrel will take it right side. Hall, slow bounce, left hand. Goes to his right, sees a push toward the baseline, drift pass, Trevin Nell again. Oh, it's in and out. Oh, man alive. That would have made it an 11-point game. Trevin now 1-for-5 from deep. Beneath the basket, Cork. Blocked on his lay-in attempt. Gets his rebound. Blocked again. And the Cougs come away. It's been a great start to half number two for BYU. Spencer Johnson for three. No, that's long. The rebound slapped around. Brought down by Nell. And then Nell then fouled beneath the basket. Oh, the Cougs, just when you think they're about to fix their two-point issues, make their first one and then a couple misses off good looks. And 2-for-16 now at the three-point line tonight.
Some good defensive stops. That's important. But, man, you got to make them pay on the other end. And, like you said, a wide-open look for Nell on the corner, and that was a good look for Spencer Johnson.
BYU does get the ball, though.
Trevin Nell with a good rebound.
Dallin Hall, left wing off the trigger. Khalifa, back door, down the lane. Johnson scores on the foul! It's as good as a three-point basket. It's a three-point play chance if you can make the free throw for Spencer Johnson. And the Cougs showing signs of life here early in half number two. Down 17. The deficit's already cut to 12. And Spencer can make it 11 at the free throw line.
A great, great start. And BYU Vegas against NC State was down and had a great start to the second half. And so far, so good here. Chance to go 6-0 in the second half.
And totally changed the complexion of this contest. Free throw, no. BYU's 4 for 10 at the free throw line.
We've seen that in this building not too long ago as well.
Yeah, it's funny that the three-point shooting and the free throw shooting in this building has not been what you might expect from a typical home team with a crowd that's always this supportive. A trap underneath the basket. A send out high to Tennyson. Tennyson will penetrate. And his pass is picked off, but...
Oh, 3 seconds, I think.
It'll be 3 seconds in the key before the pass was intercepted. Either way, it's another stop for BYU. The three-point number and the free-throw number confounding right now. BYU 4 for 10 from the stripe and 2 for 16 from the arc.
That's to go to single digits already in this half would be remarkable.
46-34, BYU's deficit 12, and that's where it was around this point in the second half in Lawrence when the Cougars came back to win. Khalifa inside the three-point line. Right wing, Dallin, drive and kick. Three, no, missed by Waterman. Out of bounds it goes, TCU. BYU is 1 for 4 in this half after going 1 for 13 in the first half.
And good looks, too. I mean, TCU is a good defensive team, but BYU's getting the looks they want, not hitting them.
17-26 to play. TCU's yet to score here in the second half. Miller cut off beneath the basket. Out to Anderson for three. A miss, a rebound to TCU, a stick back, and a score by Cork. Offensive rebounds 10-6 now in TCU's favor. And second chance points 8-2.
Just got out hustled there. They had numbers, they had people, and they just didn't get it.
Khalifa wide open three. Nope. Heavy. Rebound into the TCU forecourt. Tennyson takes it on the run and dishes off to Miller for a jam. Back to a 16-point game, 50-34. Happens pretty quickly. BYU may shoot itself out of this one at the three-point line, but something changes, and it has to. Hall, nice drive, bobbled on a half strip. Nell comes up with it, gives to Waterman. Waterman right at the rim, up and in. 50-36, BYU down 14 with 16 and a half to play. Oh, the crowd just wants to get into it here, don't they? Anderson, elbow jumper, short on it. Rebound to BYU, down 14. Khalifa straight away. Left corner, Nell blocked on the three. Coming across to swat it out of bounds was Avery Anderson III. We'll take our first media timeout of half number two. 15:59 to play here in Provo. BYU was down 16 at halftime. Make it 17 at halftime. They're down just 14 now. 50-36. Horned Frogs lead it on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the All-Pro Capital courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rubel.
BYU basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Ford, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. 15:59 to play here at the Marriott Center. Greg and Mark welcoming you back. Great to have you with us as we bring you BYU basketball for just the second to last time this season. BYU will play one more home game a week from tonight against Oklahoma State. And then it'll be off to postseason play, the Big 12 tournament followed by the NCAA tournament. And although tonight's fortunes don't look too promising at the moment, we know that BYU will be a tournament team and just want to get as much momentum as possible before the postseason. And following up a win at Kansas with a win over TCU at home would be one way to do it. But TCU has led through almost throughout this one. 50-36, the Horned Frogs lead. Still plenty of time left for BYU. Looking to warm up from the three-point line. BYU's really struggled tonight. Here's how the game went from three for BYU. They made one of their first three. That's not bad. That's okay. Then missed 10 in a row. Well, then Trevin Nell to begin half number two made the first three of the second half, and the Cougs have since missed 5 in a row. So you add that up, and you end up with, the number that looks like 2 for 19 right now.
We got Foose in the game. No Jackson yet.
BYU basketball, Foose reverse lay-in score, and the foul beneath the hoop. Again, the Cougs are not getting threes, but they are getting three-point play opportunities. The foul to Mostafa, his second, but the Cougs now have to hit a few free throws. They're 4 for 10 at the line.
You can see TCU kind of, they're all looking at each other. You can feel the tension
yes.
for them. And so you got to make it tough for them. You can't let them have easy transition, fast break stuff. Like BYU's already given up two buckets this half.
Foos makes the free throw. All BYU has to do now is what it did Tuesday. They were down 12 at this point in the game, came back and won it. Well, they're down only 11 now, 50-39. So much time left as the Cougs hop on the comeback trail. Coles checks in, right wing Anderson. Just need some three-point misses from TCU, a couple three-point makes from BYU. You change the game really quickly. Anderson will drive it to the paint, stripped, gets it back, knocks it out to Tennyson for three. Make it Peavy for three, and he misses it, and the slap-out rebound goes out of bounds off of TCU. There you go. Get the TCU miss. They're not going to shoot as well in the second half as they did in the first from the three-point line, and BYU can certainly hope to shoot much better than it did from the perimeter after halftime. BYU is, after all, a 35% three-point team on the year, and they're sitting at 10.5 right now. So plenty of room to build that number. Dallin Hall will take a bump as he drives the base, pull it out to the perimeter. Trevin for three. There it is. Trevin Nell for three. It's another Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer, and BYU's made it an eight-point game. 50-42. 9 points off the 17-point deficit already in 6 minutes. In 5 minutes. Left wing Anderson. Left corner to Coles. Now Tennyson left wing. Straight away Anderson. The crowd on his feet. Anderson drives. Scoops. Miss. Rebound Traore. Here come the Cougs. Hall ahead. Saunders. Layup. No. Pass through.
No.
Nell three. No.
Oh,
he missed it.
Come on.
Offensive rebound. Richie. Richie back up with a push shot. Got it. Timeout to Jamie Dixon. The Cougs are on the comeback trail. It's a six-point game.
Wow, that didn't take long.
We'll take a short break. TCU 50, BYU 44, our new score on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to the Marriott Center, where with 14:31 to play, it's a six-point game. TCU leads by six, and with this much time left, there may not have even been a seven, may not as well have even been a 17-point deficit because of the way the game is now. But, Mark, since Mark Pope's been the head coach, the largest deficit ever overcome for a win was the game you called with Tyson Jex in the Bahamas against Dayton. BYU was down 16 and came back to win that game. That's the largest comeback of the entire Pope era. If BYU comes back to win tonight, it's a new high watermark for a deficit overcome. And on a 10-0 run, the Cougs have taken this game into a whole new ball game at 50-44, TCU leading it.
Well, I was going to suggest maybe you give your headset to Tyson because we called a couple. We called NC State together, but you seem to be doing just fine here as BYU back in this game, and you can just see TCU. None of those guys, at least during the last few minutes, wanted the ball, didn't want to take the shot. It was tense, and the shots they took were missed badly. So you feel the pressure that they're feeling. They can feel it slipping away, and I know that as a player. It's a terrible feeling. Let's see if Jamie Dixon can kind of settle his guys down because BYU is coming at them.
Earlier today in Morgantown, West Virginia at home had a 17-point lead over Texas Tech and lost that game. BYU trailing by six. TCU with the basketball as we come back in. 14:31 to play.
We'll run a play here for Miller trying to get a bucket.
And BYU's right there on only 2 3-point makes for the entire night. Three for 21. Three makes for the night. From the free throw line, Cork almost traveled. Right wing. Tennyson back to Cork at the right junction. Jumper from there, short. That was a very tight shot. And then out of bounds off of TCU BYU basketball. That was a very tight shot from the right junction that was short, barely hit the iron. So BYU can make it a 4 or 3-point game. TCU scoring drought nearly 3 minutes. BYU scoring run 10-0. And the Cougs are right back in it.
See if Jackson Robinson can get hot. He only had 2 points in the first half.
That's a good point, Mark. And he's been the guy second halves of games. Richie Saunders, left wing. Trevin Nell. Trevin's hit two threes in this game now, 2 for 8. Dallin Hall beat his man to the hoop, will drift through on a pass for Nell, who makes the three.
He made that one.
It rolled around and dropped down. BYU a 13-0 run. It's a one-possession game, 50-47. Nelson scoops it out to Miller at the free throw line. He'll back it out to the perimeter right. A baseline feed to Cork. Cork sees a double, puts it on the floor. He's triple teamed. A tie-up will go to TCU on the alternate possession situation. Whole new ball game here at the Marriott Center.
Really nice help there as it was a mismatch with Dallin on Cork going on the baseline, and he forced him baseline knowing help was coming from Richie Saunders, and the double team came, caused a tie-up.
How about Trevin Nell? 0 for 3 from 3 in the first half, 3 for 6 after halftime.
Keep
the Cougs are heating up. They had to, right? And now 4 for 22 from deep, 50-47, three-point game. TCU leads it. BYU's come back from down 17 to make it 3 in less than 7 minutes. TCU into backcourt off the trigger with a 10-second shot clock. Tennyson runner, bank and miss. And the rebound, BYU. Spencer Johnson runs it forecourt right side. Spencer looks low to Foose, dumps it to him. Single teamed and then lost the dribble, turns it over out of bounds. Oh, no, touch by TCU. Yeah, Miller knocked it out.
I thought it went off Miller, but the referee almost looked like he was going to point to TCU and fake this out a little bit.
21-second shot clock, 13-11 game clock. Into Saunders. There's the post feed, Foose. Backs it down on Coles. Gets to the middle on him. Wait. Knock out of his hands. Contact and then tipped out of bounds, I believe, by TCU. Wow. Cougs catch a break. We'll give a block shot, I guess, to Coles on that as it came out of Foose's hand. And then touching it out of bounds was Jameer Nelson Jr. So Cougars catch a couple of breaks here on some tap-outs. We'll see if they can make TCU pay. 13:02 to play.
Who's not as good on that block where he has to go to his left hand.
Foose 9 points. Ball in. And Robinson left wing to Foose on the short roll. Takes it low.
He's good at that
one. And gets right to the rim. And drops it in. It's a one-point game. It's a 15-0 BYU run. They've gone from down 17 to down 1. 50-49.
Another timeout.
And timeout again to TCU and Jamie Dixon. 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with it. We're not yet to the under 12. So media timeout is soon to come, but a 30-second right now.
BYU able to do this in 7 minutes and 14 seconds. Remarkable.
And the 15-0 run has happened over 3:41. 50-49. This game was in TCU's favor, 46-29 at the break, and the Cougs have outscored the Horned Frogs 20-4 after halftime.
And this crowd now is fully engaged, bringing the full force of the Marriott Center onto the Horned Frogs.
Wouldn't this be something? Again, it would be, if the Cougs can finish it off tonight, the largest comeback of the Mark Pope era. And he's coached more than 150 games here.
Be ready for a set play here.
Sideline sent into the Horned Frogs. They've got the ball out front with Jameer Nelson Jr. Accelerates on Johnson, who stays with his man. Top of the key, three made by Jacoby Coles.
big shot from Coles as BYU went with Nelson on the double, and he was wide open.
Ice Coles. 53-49. Steal Coles by again. Coles. Drives it down and lays it up and in. Turnover at the top of the arc. Wow, just like that. 5-0 spurt, and it goes to a 6-point game. Coles had not scored a point 20 seconds ago, and now he's got 5. BYU nearly turns it over on the right arc. Foose then dives low on Coles. Knocked it away, did Coles. And then Foose too hard on the lay-in, and the rebound to TCU.
Tough couple of possessions there for Foose. Coles getting the better of him.
Nelson drives, lays it up and in. Just like that, a 7-0 run
what a
to make it an 8-point game. 57-49. This is a 1-point game a second ago. Now timeout, BYU were taking it. TCU back in front by a decent margin. 57-49 Horned Frogs. 11:40 to go on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here's Cleon Wall with a scoreboard update.
In Norman, Oklahoma, Houston's Jamal Shedd hit a basket with 0.4 seconds left to beat Oklahoma 87-85. Shedd missed the initial game winner, but he got the ball back after a scramble on the floor to hit the game winner. And a blast from the WCC past. Gonzaga leading St. Mary's right now, 19-12. 10 minutes left to go in the first half. Now let's send it back to Mark and Greg at the Marriott Center.
Thank you, Cleon. Tonight's game brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at SiegfriedandJensen.com. BYU went on a 15-0 run to make it a one-point game. TCU answers with a 7-0 run in less than a minute to make it an eight-point game.
This half's been a half of runs, and if you tell me at the start of the half, BYU down eight at this point, I'd be pretty excited about it. But the fact that they had gotten back to one, it's still a little discouraging. But now you call timeout. Try to get yourself a nice play here. Probably Jackson Robinson coming off that high screen for a shot and see if BYU can make a run the other way.
Team foul situation. TC with three, BYU with one.
Obi Jackson, he's on the bench.
Robinson, a 1-for-5, 0-for-3 night. 11:30 to play. BYU basketball in forecourt. Hall out to Nell. Three threes in the second half. Make it four. Make it four for Trevin Nell. Heating up. BYU makes it a five-point game. 57-52. BYU has gone 4-for-10 after halftime after going 1-for-13 in the first half from deep.
Trevin Nell says, what slump? I got four threes.
Jacoby Cole has been a spark for TCU. Right wing Emmanuel Miller. Miller, a crossover. A dive low on Khalifa. A pass base left to O'Bannon, who shoves Nell away. Out to Coles, who'll fake a three. Drive the key, scoop and score.
What? Coles coming out of nowhere.
Jacoby Coles, a scoreless first half. 7 after halftime. Ooh. And Hall is fouled out front by O'Bannon, his first. Team foul number 4. Well, maybe BYU can be the beneficiary of foul trouble and maybe make some of their free throws in the second half that weren't made in half number one. 59-52. TCU leads by 7. 10:47 to go. Hall.
Yep.
Oh, good first step. Drives Tennyson. Oh, Tennyson caught up to Dalvin, swiped it away on the baseline to keep it BYU basketball. But nice reaction from Tennyson after Dalvin had beat him with a quick first step.
That opened up for Dalvin nicely. Somehow Tennyson knocks it away at the last second.
BYU, though, seeing TCU go 4 for its last 4 from the floor. After ending BYU's run, Spencer Johnson will pass left. Three-pointer left side. Good for Dallin Hall. Dallin Hall knocks down his second three, and BYU makes it a four-point game, 59-55. BYU now with 5 threes after halftime. That first half is a thing of distant memory now.
Somebody stop Coles.
Driving baseline, Peavy leans back, block shot, and then not able to save it out of bounds, but it's off of TCU. It'll stay BYU basketball. The Cougs can make it a 2 or 1 point game here. This has been a wild one. 10-10 to play, 59-55. TCU leads BYU. Coug down as many as 17, got it to within one. TCU back to 8, now it's down to 4. Dallin Hall left wing, big three a moment ago. Dallin to the top, Dallin down the lane, kick in the corner, Waterman. Noah without a three in this one, 0-for-2. Khalifa finds Noah, head fakes it, drives on Coles, try to reverse lay-in, knocked out of his hands, out of bounds off of BYU.
They may reverse this, and trying to appeal to half court, looked like it was blocked out of bounds. Not going to reverse it. Noah went up with it, got knocked out of his hands, and I think BYU expecting it when it went out of bounds. It was their ball.
Empty possession for BYU in a four-point game. We're now under 10 minutes to go.
Completely off of
TCU. Missed call. BYU's last lead came at 15-13 in the first half. Nearly out of bounds was Coles, and then BYU deflects the ball to the top of the key. Couldn't quite steal it on a 10-second shot clock. It's TCU basketball. So close to a steal, Mark.
Wow.
Tennyson gets past Hall, stops at the elbow, leans in, shoots and scores with a foul. Just that close, Mark. You get a steal, you're breaking away. Instead, three-point play the other way.
It looked like Spencer was going to be able to get that and go in transition.
Six-point game again, 61-55. Cougars working so hard just to keep in the game here with TCU. Back TCU to a two-possession game.
finding their rhythm again. They were in a lot of hurt and now getting shots that they like.
Well, 5 for the last 6 from the field. Making everything again. 61-55. Free throw good. 7-point game, 62-55. Tennyson with 12. That empty possession a moment ago, brutal for BYU because it's followed with a near steal that turns into 3 for TCU. Hall fouled in backcourt. That's team foul 5-2 for BYU. BYU being outshot by the narrowest of margins right now. 45.1 to 44.9%. The difference right now is the three-point line and the free throw line. TCU's outscored BYU by 6 from the arc and by 3 at the stripe. BYU left side, now top side to Hall. DeFoos, open lane, hangs, hits at the rim. Beautiful scoop and score around Miller. Well done.
Yeah, he took that from the free throw line on the give and go and put it one bounce, got to the rim. Nice move. He's got 13.
BYU down 5, 62-57. Needing stops, though, having given up 5 of 6 field goal makes on the last 6 trips down the floor for TCU. Elbow jumper, Anderson, no. Offensive rebound. Mostafa had it yanked away by Traore, who collects it. Good board there. On a second effort by Foose, down floor Richie. Richie downhill. Passes left corner. Jackson for 3. Is this it?
It yes! is!
Jackson Robinson with his first 3. And the Cougs make it 2 again. 62-60. Jackson Robinson. There he is.
You can't keep Jackson down for long.
8:15 to play. Straight away, Mostafa. Left wing Peavy, right wing Miller. Miller on a 10-second shot clock. Between the circles, Tennyson. Anderson. Good defense by Spencer Johnson. The pass goes out to Peavy. Runner, no. Rebound, Robinson. BYU can tie or take a lead. The Cougs' last lead was at 15-13. Johnson, left wing, or make it top Saunders. Saunders will hang. And
oh, what a shot!
Richie gets to the rim and scores it. Timeout to TCU. And we are taking it. It's a tie ball game. 62-62 on a 7-0 BYU run. King Richards to the front of the rim, up and in.
He wanted to pass that, and it wasn't there, so I'll shoot it. And it went in.
We'll take a break. We've got ourselves a 7-minute and 42-second ball game when you come back to the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Seconds ago, we had our Zions Bank shot of the game brought to you by Zions Bank for 150 years of helping you succeed. Zions Bank is for you. A little push shot from Richie Saunders to tie the game at 62 with 7:42 to play. Seconds before that, Jackson Robinson hit his first 3 of the game, giving him 3s in 16 consecutive games, which is the 10th longest single season streak in BYU basketball history. 62-62 is our score. BYU's erased the entirety of a 17-point halftime deficit. You got the last tie game for BYU came at 15-15. Then Travian Tennyson hit a 3, and TCU has not trailed since. This is the last tie since 15-15 with 14:33 to play in the first half. The Cougars have not had a lead since, leading at 15-13 at 14:41 remaining in the first half. So it's been a little while, and the Cougs now will be on defense with TCU taking the ball in a tie ball game, 62 all.
BYU's already scored more points in this half than they did in the first half.
Wow.
TCU with 46 in the first, only have 16 at 7:42 here in the second half. So BYU on defense now. Look out for Coles. Coles was the Cougar killer last run. We'll see what TCU drawn up here.
If TCU hadn't been just so red hot from three in the first half, that this wouldn't be the ball game it had to be for BYU. They were just unconscious for a bit while BYU really struggled from deep. Well, the Cougs have found their three-point stroke, 6-for-12 after halftime.
Something with Nelson. I don't know if he wasn't supposed to check in or if he's got blood on him, but he comes out now. Now we'll have to have someone come in for him if he is going out.
No, they're saying he didn't properly check in.
Yeah.
And that had the ball been brought in, that would have been an administrative technical foul on TCU.
It's interesting because I'm sure they drew up a play for Nelson, so they make don't think they want to use a timeout. Yeah, Nelson will have to wait. So Anderson in.
62-62. Anderson, forecourt Coles. The lob low to Miller. Immediately doubled, squeezes it off the window, draws a foul. Have to make him from the free throw line.
And maybe before the shot.
Was it on the floor? Yes, out of bounds. Good call, Mark. So on foul number three for BYU to TCU's five, it's out of bounds with 7:32 to play. 62-62, we are square. BYU's not led since the first 6 minutes of this ball game.
Tried to do a high-low there, take advantage of Johnson, and he fouls to avoid the layup bucket.
A sold-out crowd on the edge of and sometimes right out of their seats here at the Marriott Center. TCU trigger beneath the basket, reverse lay-in missed by Miller.
Good play, but missed.
And BYU with numbers. Miller trailed it.
Richie
for the lead from three.
Sanders!
BYU leads 65-62. Richie Saunders for three.
Freaking Richie with Saunders, man. What a stud.
65-62, nearly a steal. A bank and score, wild shot from Jameer Nelson Jr. Lost the dribble, got it back, and threw it high off the window. 65-64. Traore up high. Hands off to Hall, right wing. Dallin to the top. Right wing Johnson, post feed Foose, got a seal on Coles. Tried to drift past it to the corner, kicked out of bounds. It'll stay BYU basketball with an 11-second shot clock. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment. One of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Foose did that a couple times in Kansas, and it paid off. But, man, when you're right there at the rim, just finish it, Foose. Get the two. He wants the three in the corner.
Cougar basketball on the left wing. Dallin Hall near the sideline. Takes a bump on the perimeter. No call. Foose will dive it low. Spin to the middle. Wait. Step through, up, and score! BYU leads by three. 67-64. Jamie Dixon wanted the travel on Traore. Didn't get it. Can BYU get a stop at the other end? A couple of stops and a couple of makes. This entire game flips. Deep three. Missed by Jameer Nelson Jr. BYU on the rebound. 6:14 to go. BYU 67. TCU 64. Spencer Johnson topside. Runs his man into a screen set by Foose, who dives low as Spencer keeps it on the mid post left. Now a back down by Spencer. Gets beneath the basket. Right to the rim. Up and in. BYU by five. 69-64. The Cougs have outscored TCU 40-16 after halftime. Steal in the paint. Foose leads to Robinson. Two on one. Jackson missed it, but he was fouled. He'll go to the free throw line. He had Richie to his right. Decided to take it himself. The ball knocked out of his hands. He'll now have to earn with the free throw line, but he's really good at that. 69-64 is the score. Our monitor shows 69-62, but I think that's an error.
Yes.
So 69-64, BYU leads. That's the scoreboard score, which is correct.
BYU just 5 for 11, but you've got your best shooter, and he hits it.
70-64. BYU's lead is 6 with under 6 minutes to play. 5:42 to go. BYU's on a 14-1 run.
Remarkable.
12 went out. 12 went
and Nelson tried to get them back in it with that long three as the second free throw is good and probably an ill-advised shot.
BYU leads by 7 now, 71-64. Fans on their feet here in the Marriott Center. Coles for three. No, strong rebound, BYU. Spencer Johnson. Jackson Robinson into forecourt. Stops on the wing. Drives the paint. Layup. No. Ooh. Rebound out of bounds. No, saved in by TCU. Would have given BYU a 9-point lead. Miller runs it to the rim the other way. Banks and misses. Rebound Saunders. We go back and forth here. 5:15 to go. BYU into forecourt. Right corner, Jackson fakes the three. Step back, takes the three. Misses it long.
Richie,
rebound Saunders on a reset. Knocked out of his hands, fouled. Foul number 7, 1-1 with 5:06 to go.
Jackson wanted that one, just couldn't get it. But Richie's always there.
What a great rebound from Saunders. And it's going to be a 1-on-1. Big free throw for Richie.
front end situation. BYU in the single bonus. TCU still far from it. 71-64 is the score. And Richie for 1-1. BYU as a team is 7-for-13 at the free throw line. Big ones, we'll say plural for Richie. Got it. Got it.
Richie Saunders, man. Wow, what a big, big second half for him. He's now got 10, looking for 11.
8 of his 10 after halftime. 72-64, BYU leads it. Saunders again. Yes, King Richard, 2-for-2, 73-64, BYU a 9-point lead.
Under 5 minutes now.
73-64, 18-2 is the big run for BYU. O'Bannon bumped as he drove it. Was he on the floor or in the act?
I think on the floor.
On the floor, dribble. So non-shooting. Only foul number 4. By the way, Mark, we've hit an important point. BYU leads with the 5-minute mark. BYU leads by 9, 73-64 with 5 minutes to go. BYU this year, when leading with 5 minutes to go, 19-0, and the Cougs have won their last 22 in a row with a lead at 5 minutes. Here we go. 4:55, TCU basketball. Jameer Nelson Jr. up top to the right wing. Down the lane, Euro, bank, miss, heavy, put back, dunk, miss, rebound BYU! Dallin Hall, forecourt right side, Dallin on the arc. Jackson Robinson on a baseline drive, right to the rim, up and in! Jackson Robinson, 9 points in the game. With 7 coming after halftime, BYU by 11 now. 75-64, a tale of two halves here in Provo. Tennyson blocked by Traore, back into his hands. Tennyson right corner, releases on the far sideline. A runner, good, and a foul on the O'Bannon drive. Wow, Saunders fouls O'Bannon as TCU looks to hang in this.
Richie got hit in the face. They made a look at that.
All right, so the score is 75-66. On the make by O'Bannon, the BYU lead a second ago did get to 11 after being down 17 at halftime. It's 9 now, O'Bannon to make it 8.
That's the 4th foul on Richie Saunders, who's been so good he'll come out.
Traore 50, Nell 20. Nell's 20, by the way. Traore 15, Saunders 11, and the ovations for Richie Saunders. It's a standing ovation for Rich. But O'Bannon can make it an 8-point game. And again, TCU, I remind you, they've won 3 Big 12 away games after trailing by double digits. And they were down 11 a second ago. It's 8 now on the make by O'Bannon. 75-67.
Might want to take some seconds off and always have an option to go down to Foose.
75-67 is the score. 4:13 on the clock. Dallin Hall beats pressure into forecourt. The clock is BYU's friend. 20-second shot clock. 4:05 game clock. Dallin no look to Waterman. Cycled to Johnson. Johnson harassed on the right wing. Goes right corner to Robinson on a 10-second shot clock. Now Dallin on an 8-second shot clock. Dallin to 6. Thought about the 3. Right wing to Spencer Johnson with 4 and with 3. Step back. Baseline jumper. Missed
fouled.
It. But he's fouled on it. He'll shoot 2 free throws after this. So BYU will shoot free throws for a 10-point lead after this. It's foul number 8 on TCU. BYU only 5. When we come back, it's a 2-shot shooting foul for Spencer Johnson. If he makes them both, BYU leads by 10 with under 4 minutes to play. And Lucas checking back in. Richie Saunders with those 4 fouls. Come on back with us. It's a fun one on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. We normally give the Palmer's Metal Mark steal of the game to a play or a player who makes a steal in a particular play. If BYU comes back to win this game, we're going to call the win the steal, because BYU was down 17 at halftime. It's brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mart, your source for metal roofing and siding. When you buy from Palmer's Metal Mart, you buy from the manufacturer direct, and you save money. And Palmer's Metal Mart brings you the steal of the game. And should the Cougs complete the comeback, that will be the steal. Stealing it away from the TCU Horned Frogs, who led by double digits here at the Marriott Center in the second half. We come back in to Spencer Johnson shooting 2 free throws. Got it. He got it. He rolled it in, but he got it. It's a nine-point lead, 76-67, BYU by nine.
Everything coming up Cougars in this second half, man. How's that free throw go in? And
second for Spence. Yes. Two for two, BYU by 10, 77-67. TCU, Miller, stops at 8 feet, squeezes it up and misses it at the rim. Tip missed at the rim. Rebound, Richie, knocked out of his hands. Then he's fouled. No foul. He gets hit in the face.
BYU's ball. Jump ball.
Alternate possession. Arrow will go to BYU. Sanders was getting hit in the head. He gets up going, Hauser, no foul.
Richie's gone about five rounds with the Horned Frogs and still standing.
So BYU actually benefits from it. They get a nearly full shot clock. 3:32. And on the game clock, and BYU with the basketball leading it by 10.
Listen, you want Richie Saunders on your team, man. He is just a fighter.
Saunders, I make it Johnson, triggers into Hall in backcourt. TCU now, full court pressing on Hall. The release into Richie in forecourt. Two on one, lobs it up to Foose. Oh! Who hammers it home? That's how you beat the press. That may be how you beat the Horned Frogs.
Foose! What a
half. On the throwdown, BYU by 12. TCU left wing, Peavy. Left corner, Jameer. Drive, scoop, score. 3:05 to play. 10-point game. Foose was calling for the. We don't see a lot of Foose alley-oops. That was a thing of beauty. 79-69. BYU by 10. The clock in BYU's favor. 2:50 to play.
Good job by Dallin to break that press and get it up to Richie for a two-on-one.
Dallin's slow bounce near the timeline. BYU shoots one more set of one-and-one. Eight fouls for TCU, five for BYU. Dallin slow bounce, left side, left wing Saunders. Season opening, drives, back to Spencer. Fakes the three. He'll pass to Dallin. Dagger!
Yes! Dagger!
82-69, BYU by 13.
This team is special, wow.
A trip up of Nelson. He'll shoot free throws. With 2:24 to go, it gives BYU a 13-point lead on the Dallin Hall three, his third of the night, 11 points on the night, and the Cougs have hit 80 points. And so we will tell you that you can text the words sub above to 61090 for your chance to win a free sub from Jersey Mike's. Text the words sub above to 61090 for your chance to win a free sub from Jersey Mike's, and it's a non-shooting foul, only number six. Nelson out front, runs into Johnson, knocks him over, contact no call, and Coles runs it to the rim for the hammer with 2:15 to go, 82-71. And what do we have before the ball's brought in? A whistle.
A hold as Dallin trying to get the inbound, so he'll go to the line.
All right, this is huge because it's a 1-1 for Hall. The next foul will put BYU at the line for two the rest of the way, but in an 11-point game, Dallin can make it 13. But to make it 13, he's got to first make the free throw to make it 12. This is a 1-1 and the final front end. And what a time for Dallin Hall. On what a night again for Dallin Hall. 11-5-7, points, rebounds, and assists.
Remarkable. And front end here, big free throw, and he got it.
He got it. BYU in the second half is 8-for-9 at the free throw line. Everything BYU struggled with in half number one, they flipped around after halftime.
Yeah, 53% from three, now up to 32. Unlikely early in this game. The second free throw missed.
So stays a 12-point game, 83-71 Cougs. TCU's got to score and score fast. Tennyson runs it to the rim, short on the shot. Offensive rebound, stick back and score. They scored fast. Miller has 13. Under two to play. It's 83-73. BYU by 12. They'll shoot, or by 10. They'll shoot two every foul the rest of the way. 1:50 to play. Timeout, BYU. Well, TCU's doing its part, Mark. They're scoring when they have to, but it's double digits for BYU. The lead with 1:49 to go. And again, on every ensuing TCU foul, BYU will shoot two free throws. And the way they've been shooting them after halftime, everything's tipping in BYU's favor. BYU is a 54-point second half going after 29 in the first half. This game completely reversed after halftime.
They're doubling up TCU in the second half, 54-27. and it's just been remarkable. I mean, what a remarkable turnaround. It's almost, if BYU can finish this out, it's almost better that it happened this way to show this team what they can do, and a comeback in this building, that's a pretty exciting way to win a basketball game if they can hold on.
If the Cougs do hold on, they will secure at least a single bye and put themselves in potential double bye territory, because they'll be tied for fourth with Texas Tech and Kansas after tonight. That's if they can hang on here in the final. 149. 83-73, BYU leads it. Spencer Johnson triggers on a 20-second shot clock into Saunders, who bobbles out of bounds. BYU turned it over on the inbounds.
He had Dallin, and it just wasn't as clean as he wanted, but we went to Richie, who was being really covered.
That's 20 seconds of basketball, Mark. That goes back to TCU. Horned Frogs, right wing with Coles. They need some misses, do the Cougars. Nelson, a drive and kick. Three, left side, missed, rebound. BYU, they get it back and no harm done.
Yeah, Richie touched that one, knocked it to Spencer, so great job by Richie again.
Now the Cougs can work this to near a minute to go with a 10-point lead. Lob low to Foose, got a seal. Waits, bounces, scores at the front of the rim. BYU by 12, the fans say Foose. 85-73.
Foose with 19.
A 56-point second half. A scoop and miss by Nelson. The rebound to BYU. And that's going to about do it, Mark. The fans feel it. The fans know it. And the fans rise to their feet. 85-73. Under 60 seconds to play. What a comeback by the Cougs. Robinson straight away. Down to a 10-second shot clock. Jackson directs traffic. Left wing. Enters it to Foose. Knocked away. Foul. And two free throws for Traore with 47.6 to go. It is the largest comeback for a win in the Mark Pope era. The previous high was 16 in the Bahamas.
And not only, sorry to interrupt, not only are they, you got it, they're up 12. I mean, it's not like they didn't, they just made up the 17 and added 12.
BYU in that game in the Bahamas trailed Dayton by 16 before winning it. That's the largest comeback before tonight. It was a 17-point deficit at halftime.
Foose has been just remarkable in the second half. Really, the whole game.
Free throw good. And the Cougars trailed by 16 with 16 and a half to go in this game.
Yeah, they came out hot, but then TCU answered with the run.
86-73, Foose on the free throw. Traore at 20 points, 7 rebounds. 21 for Foose. A game-high 21. Nell also with 20. It came from a lot of places. What a win! 87-73, BYU by 14. Left corner, 3, O'Bannon. No rebound, Dallin Hall. And TCU's not fouling. The Cougs have done it. The comeback Cougs have done it. We'll let the crowd take it away for a few seconds. Seconds to play, 10-second shot clock, slow bounce for Dallin Hall.
He'll just take the turnover and
take the shot clock violation. BYU does with a smile on his face. 8.7 to go. TCU gets the ball back for the final 8.7. What a night, what a win, and what a rally for BYU tonight. 87-73 on a 58-point second half. The ball is into the Horned Frogs. We're down to 7. We're down to 6. Nelson with 5. We'll drive it with 4. We'll scoop it up with 3. Score it with 2. And BYU will inbound for a 12-point win. 87-75. Foose sends it in. Spencer Johnson bounces it out. And the Cougs have done it. BYU secures no worse than a 500 record in the toughest basketball conference in the country. BYU secures at least a first-round bye at the conference tournament in Kansas City. BYU picks up the biggest comeback of the Mark Pope era at 17 points, the deficit, and BYU earns in a big way win number 21 on the year, along with home win number 15. It's a fifth consecutive home win. BYU goes to 6-2 at home in Big 12 conference play. TCU had the Cougs against the ropes, and the Cougs fought their way out of the corner they were in and win it going away, 87-75. Wow.
And they did it in style. This team's special, man. That was a special comeback.
That shows a team that's locked in together, believes in each other, and that's as good a half as I've seen BYU play.
BYU followed a 29-point first half by doubling up that point total in the second half, meaning double of 29 is 58. That's what they scored in the second half. 58 and 29 gives you 87. A 58-point second half. BYU, when it came back against NC State, scored 57 after halftime. It took a similar type of effort to beat TCU here tonight. And what a win. So many guys played well. It's that same formula, five Cougs in double figures, and they got it done against the Horned Frogs. We got to take a break, I guess, and start the postgame recap after this.
What a week.
Man, what a week indeed. BYU's first ever set of Tuesday-Saturday wins in the same week in the Big 12. A win at Allen Fieldhouse on Tuesday, and then a win in the Cougs' house on Saturday, and both done in remarkable fashion. A double-digit comeback at Allen Fieldhouse and a double-digit comeback at the Marriott Center on this week.
Oh, don't count them out, apparently. Wow.
BYU wins it 87-75. We'll start our postgame coverage after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the All-Pro Capital courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Radio on KBYU FM HD2 Provo. You're listening to BYU Basketball on BYU Radio.
Strength of 8. Second half, Mountain America Credit Union three-pointers for BYU. The Cougs come back to defeat TCU. Final score 87-75. BYU at halftime was shooting 1 for 13 from deep. In the second half, BYU shot 8 for 15. After halftime, BYU shot 53% from the three-point line, completely turning around its first half performance on the way to the win. I normally give Mark the new skin data discovery of the game. Mark, can I steal it from you tonight?
It's all yours, man.
All right.
You've earned it.
So, coming into this game tonight, BYU was 20-2 when they shot 32% or better from the three-point line, and then 0-6 when they didn't get to 32%. So 20-2 at 32. Well, at halftime, BYU was shooting 7.7% from the three-point line. So it was going to take a lot to get to 32. BYU ended the night at 32.1%. So, with that second half, they get to the magic number and pick up their 21st win of the season in defeating TCU 87-75. That's the New Skin data discovery of the game, brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. And what a night for BYU, trailing by 17 at the break and trailing by 16 with still 16.5 to play in this game. BYU comes all the way back and then wins going away. Not only did BYU double its first half point total, 29 in the first half, 58 after halftime, BYU exactly doubled up TCU after halftime, 58-29. TCU outscored BYU 46-29 in the first half, and BYU ran away from the Horned Frogs 58-29 in the second 20 minutes. That is as forceful a response as a team has ever had to a 17-point deficit. It's the largest comeback of the Mark Pope era. Previous high was 16. Not only coming back from down 17, but like Mark said, adding 12 on top of that to run away at the end from TCU. Remarkable in every way. And all those first half numbers we talked about that went TCU's favor. Field goal percentage, free throw percentage, three-point percentage, rebounds, assist turnover, everything flips. BYU ends up out-rebounding TCU on the night when all was said and done, 39-38. BYU outshoots TCU 53-41%. TCU did end up at 50% from the arc, but made only one three-pointer after halftime when BYU made 8. And Mark, that's the first half, just flipped on its end. TCU made all the threes in the first half. BYU made one. BYU makes all the threes in the second half, and TCU makes one. From the free throw line, BYU got better as well. 14 for 21 on the night to TCU's 9 for 11. TCU ends up with 13 assists, only 9 turnovers. BYU ends up with 19 assists to 11 turnovers, and they were underwater at halftime in that number.
It's hard to imagine a more disparate two halves for any team, but you're at home, and credit this crowd. I mean, that was intense when BYU was making a comeback, and you could see
what it was doing to the Horned Frogs. They did not want to have to do it, aside from Coles, who made a couple. They couldn't do it. And this is a tough, tough place to play. People are finding that out in the Big 12 in a big way. So it wasn't unlikely that BYU could get back in this game, but the fashion they did it was remarkable. And, both teams had a 29-point half, but BYU had three 29-point halves, but they got two of them in one half.
Yes, indeed.
They doubled up TCU 58-29 in that second half. And we knew that all those numbers that you just mentioned would have to completely flip in the second half, and by golly, they flipped.
So BYU, of an 87-75 win, moves into a tie for fourth place in the Big 12 conference.
I
know the Big 12 coaches didn't see BYU tied for fourth with a week to go when they picked BYU 13th before the year.
And I tell you what, Iowa State obviously is a lot, but, I mean, why not? And you beat them at home handily, and that's certainly going to be tough, but not unreasonable to hope for a win there. And then you're home to OSU. I mean, BYU could win out and might find themselves slipping into that fourth spot. Unlikely as it seems, but it's a possibility now.
In addition to the multiple superlatives we've already laid out for you, how about 17 wins in a row over TCU?
No, yeah, I thought that was in trouble tonight. But
the first 16 came with Mountain West Conference version of TCU, not Big 12 version of TCU, but you can make it 17 straight and 7 in a row here at the Marriott Center, and the Cougs go to 20-3 all time against the Horned Frogs.
Remember when BYU did this to TCU in basically in a minute, though?
They were down 9 with about a minute to go, came back and won in overtime on that night. No overtime needed on this night for BYU to win it by a final score of 87-75. Let's get to our Waystar star of the game, and there's a lot of guys to choose from for this honor mark, as so many players played well in this comeback effort. Traore, 21, Nell, 20, Saunders, 11, Johnson, 10, Hall had 12. Those are the five and double figures, and Jackson Robinson was right there with 9 points. And Jackson had kind of another typical second half for Jackson Robinson. Big shot made. He made a three when it mattered and had most of his points coming after the break.
I have no idea. I mean, there's so many good lines. Fruis with the 21-7. Saunders with 11-7-2. Dallin Hall, 12-6-7. Spencer Johnson, 10-4-3. I mean, what? So many great performances. I'm going to leave that one to you as well, Greg.
You know, you're not discounting anybody by doing this, but Fuss seemed to be more than TCU could handle down low tonight.
They had no answer for him, especially if you're not going to double him. He absolutely owned TCU. He was terrific.
21 points, 7 rebounds, 8 for 11 from the field for Fuseni Traore on this night. He added a block shot and a steal. We'll go with Fuss. It could go to a lot of people tonight, but it just felt like he was kind of a difference maker inside for BYU. The Waystar star of the game is brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Well, last week, BYU went 1-1. The one win was a win over a top 15 Baylor team, but a loss on the weekend dropped BYU out of the top 25, according to the AP poll voters. Well, I understand the BYU players took that as a bit of an affront this week when they dropped out of the top 25 on a 1-1 week in the toughest league in the country, including a win over top 15 Baylor. Well, the Cougs had just put themselves back in the AP top 25. Even though it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things, they went out and on a 2-0 week, winning at Allen Fieldhouse and then coming back from down 17 to beat TCU, a very good TCU team. Yeah, BYU's a top 25 team once again.
They should be back in with a bullet. I mean, we're talking, I think, your upper teens with a week like that. That's just such an amazing week. If you're going to punish them last week, you have to reward them with what they've done this week.
And now at 21-9 on the year and 9-7 in the Big 12, BYU cannot finish with a losing record in this league. And with every win, you start holding out hope for even better and better NCAA tournament seeding and maybe even sticking around close to home, maybe a game. You never know. But the Cougs are giving themselves every possible shot to put themselves in as positive a postseason position as possible. Tonight, the latest step, 87-75, BYU over TCU. Much more to come from courtside with player and coach conversations. What a night, and the night continues from the Marriott Center as we roll on. 87-75, BYU over TCU. A landmark night for Coach Pope and the Cougs. We're talking about it and staying with you on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Looking for the perfect place to stay while visiting Provo?